The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to Mil Spouse Matters, the podcast dedicated to encouraging military spouses. I'm your host, Jen McDonald, and I was a military spouse for nearly 30 years until my husband's retirement. I'm now the mom of 4 young adults, including 1 active duty son. I also wrote the book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. Through my experiences, I came to believe that we're only stronger together. Whatever life is throwing your way as a military spouse, let's talk about it. So hello, this is Jen. Thanks for joining me today for this short episode. And the topic today is going to be about military marriage. It is a topic I get a lot of questions about, whether it is strengthening your marriage during deployment or just overall military life. So this season, I'm going to be sharing some shorter episodes on these pretty frequently asked questions to just hopefully give you something kind of bite-sized to digest and think about and encourage you really quickly in your military spouse life. Recently on Instagram, I posted a photo, several photos of myself and my husband, and part of the caption said, "Someone wise once told me many years ago, what kind of marriage do you want in 30 years? What you do now will determine what it will be then." And I'm so glad I took that advice to heart. Now, of course, we are not perfect, and our marriage has not been perfect. And anybody that has been in military life for even a minute knows that military marriage comes with a lot of stress points. And during one particularly tough time in our marriage, I knew something had to change. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But I realized the only thing I had control over was me, and I had to look at things differently. So we have been married for over three decades, not 30 decades, that'd be a long time. We've been married for over 3 decades now, and I love my husband with my whole heart. He really is my hero and kind of my person, my bestie. We have so many inside jokes from all the years together, and I know I can also make him crazy. That's just part of it, right? We've been around the world together and made so many memories, and he has been along for the ride of the many, many hairstyles of Jen, also the ups and downs of Jen's weight, which is just part of life with me. And we are not perfect, but as the saying goes, a good marriage is simply 2 imperfect people who refuse to give up on each other. Marriage takes work, but it should also be fun. If you're not laughing together regularly, then something is off. And I mean, even in the hard times, humor is so necessary to make it through this life. One of our favorite stories is when I was in labor with our 4th child and lots of complications, lots of issues, and I was being induced and I was not on any drugs at the time. And I was not on any medication, I should say. And between contractions, we were watching Whose Line Is It Anyway and laughing, and Steve was cracking jokes to me. And the nurses started coming to the door and bringing other people to see this crazy sight that I was, that we had such a good sense of humor. And I'm not saying that to give ourselves a lot of credit, but it was just, you know, it was kind of funny to me that that was such a different thing to them. But I guess one of the biggest lessons I've learned through the years is to not take myself too seriously, because just when I do, something dumb happens, like I trip or I do something awkward, and you know, I have learned not to think too highly of myself. And that extends to marriage. I'm not always right, and I know that, even though sometimes it's hard for me to admit, but I am not always right. So we have been through a lot, have learned to communicate better and how to keep our marriage strong even while we're apart. And we are now also grandparents. One of the best things I've found to do is focus on gratitude and find something small to be thankful every day, because that changes my whole mindset. Hey friends, I just want to take a moment to talk about one of our wonderful sponsors, SpouseLink. SpouseLink's philosophy is simple. Military spouses matter. It was created in 2012 by AFMA, the American Armed Forces Mutual Aid Association. And SpouseLink is the place where military spouses can connect with others who are living the military lifestyle just like they are. Connect with SpouseLink to get information and advice for your military family. And you can also meet up with one of their military spouse ambassadors on location or online for a fun and informative event. Or if you like to write, they're looking for bloggers. SpouseLink is always looking for military spouses who have something to share with their audience. Whether it's a personal story based on your experience, career or workplace tips, parenting advice, or anything else that can support, inform, or inspire their audience. Head on over to SpouseLink.org to read their blog, connect with SpouseLink on their social channels, and then listen to their podcast, At Home with SpouseLink, which is hosted by their awesome SpouseLink ambassadors. Remember, you can find all of this at SpouseLink.org, so check it out today. So, you know, for big marriage issues, there are no easy answers, and I recognize that. I have a lot of podcast episodes and blog posts about military marriage. And also, if you need help, if you are in a worse situation than just not getting along, then of course you need to reach out for support. Military OneSource has a place that is helpful to you, that could be helpful to you. And then also, if you are needing more professional help or even help from an abusive situation, there are so many resources for that. And I will put those links in the show notes. For the rest of us that are just working through the humanness of trying to strengthen our military marriage, I thought I would share this story with you. This is from my blog, and it is called Strengthening Your Military Marriage, and I wrote it a few years ago. Mommy hammered the scorpion. My five-year-old triumphantly made the announcement as my husband came in the door after a long duty day. With raised eyebrows, he looked at me to explain the strange statement. It hadn't been a pretty scene. That morning, my young children and I had made our way outdoors so they could play before the hot Texas sun kicked in too strongly. As the toddler dragged his plastic trike across the garage floor, I saw it. The ugly, giant, slimy might be a stretch, scorpion. My nemesis since moving into this house. I grabbed the nearest item to kill it. Yes, a hammer. And violently ended the creature's existence. And with no remorse, I'll tell you. But let me backtrack a second. When we were first stationed in South Texas, we'd lived in a tiny rental while waiting for on-base military housing. Though the heat overrides most of my memories of that time, I still recall fondly our second child taking his first steps across the linoleum, a preschooler standing at the screen door to jabber at me while I hung out wash to save money on electricity, and nightly bike rides in the cool of the evening. Finally, we made it to the top of the military housing waiting list after a year and had our first peek inside the house we were offered on base. It was the first and only time I refused to live on base. Ancient peeling countertops, a dark kitchen with no windows, a bizarre and impractical floor plan for a young family. This seems to happen when old military housing is, quote, renovated. And the kicker, a tiny postage stamp of cement out back posing as a yard, and the front door only three steps away from a busy street. I blurted, "I can't do this." As a stay-at-home mom, I didn't feel up to containing our two busy little boys in that place. We had recently learned that we were expecting again, and our family would be expanding and even busier. My husband took one look at my face and knew I meant it, even though I instantly stammered out that I'd try to make it work. So here we were, months later, brand new homeowners of a small house on the edge of town with plenty of space for our little ones to run and play. Something we hadn't realized, however, was that scorpions live in the ground in Texas, a fun fact I wish someone had mentioned, and the construction of houses nearby was stirring them out of their homes and into ours. So a day rarely passed that I didn't find at least one scorpion, lingering by the front door, crawling up a wall, latched onto the outside of the house. I hated them. I had nightmares about them. I smashed them viciously if I was home alone or shrieked for my husband's help if he was around. I vividly remember one particular day. As my 18-month-old toddled towards her play table, I noticed a sinister shape moving inside one of those plastic sliding drawers. I snatched her chubby hand away just before she thrust it into the drawer and within the reach of, you guessed it, one of the biggest scorpions I'd ever seen. I cried in relief and frustration that day. It didn't seem like we could get away from them anywhere. Even my own living room wasn't safe. I worried that a scorpion would find its way into one of the children's beds. I checked on them frequently after I'd tucked them in. We had the house sprayed, but continued to find the awful things. Battling nature in the middle of a desert is often a lost cause. The level of vigilance may seem a bit silly now, but at the time it was a constant concern. The day I hammered the scorpion brought me a realization. The scorpions had become a symbol. They seemed to stand for everything that I couldn't control. They needed to be conquered. At this point, my husband and I had only been married for about 7 years. We were living in our 6th house and 3rd state due to military assignments. We had left behind beloved friends on this latest cross-country move, and I was still struggling to forge new friendships. My husband was finishing his degree, which meant he worked all day, then went to school each evening for several hours and studied on the weekends. We were both exhausted. I was alone with young children much of the time. I was more than grateful to be a stay-at-home mom, don't get me wrong. But the silence when everyone slept threatened to be my undoing. I was not in control of anything. I like being in control. In the words of Jeff Mannion, I found myself in the land between. That space where we feel lost or lonely or deeply hurt. Yet I hadn't realized that it is also fertile ground for our spiritual transformation and for God's grace to be revealed in magnificent ways. In the midst of this time, we also suffered a miscarriage. Between the loneliness, the loss, and one too many misunderstandings, one evening found us in the middle of a recurring conflict. You know, those old tired arguments you revisit and pick at, not with the hopes of making anything better, but just the intent to revisit and, quote, win. I was certain our marriage would not survive the repeated stresses of military life and the toll it was taking on us. But I will tell you the one thing I did that night, though I didn't feel like it. Though I felt misunderstood, though I was tired and weary and some ways completely over it. I stayed. I would like to tell you that life miraculously and instantly got better, but that is not how life works. Things did get better eventually. The conditions of our life didn't change. In fact, if I'm being honest, they got worse for a little while. We lost another baby. Our youngest child suffered repeated seizures over a period of time that required hospital visits and monitoring. Life happened. But something did change over time. My attitude. How? For the sake of my husband, who I really did and do love very much, our marriage and our children, I knew something had to change. And the only thing I had control over was me. I had to begin looking at life differently because what I was doing was not working. If you find yourself in a similar place, I will share with you what I changed. All these years later, I guess you could say it worked. 1. I resolved to stop the negative cycle. I missed my friends. I missed our old church, our old neighborhood. Everything was different. All true, but I committed myself to stop putting a negative spin on it and to monitor my words. Everything that was coming out of my mouth was a complaint about our current circumstances, and I had to stop it. Yes, church was different, but that didn't make it bad. I missed my old friends, but that didn't mean I couldn't try to make new ones. And we slowly got used to the differences where we were stationed in South Texas from where we'd lived before, and who doesn't love Tex-Mex food? It eventually ended up being one of our favorite assignments, and it's even where we have decided to retire all these years later. God does have a sense of humor. 2, I looked for moments throughout the day to spend time with God. As a Christian, I know the importance of seeking God each day. Yet if I didn't find time for a devotion in the early mornings, it felt like it didn't, quote, count. I learned to snatch moments when I could. Thinking about a fragment of scripture as I nursed the baby, praying for others as I washed dishes, and playing and singing scripture songs as part of our day. There's nothing magical about any of those actions. I believe it was more about my willingness to seek God when I could, and God accomplishing His work on the fertile ground of my heart. Because He promises that we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. 3. I stopped looking at every situation as a problem to be solved. In fact, there are circumstances that just are. God needed to show and is still showing this control freak that she really doesn't control much. I am independent and feisty by nature, and I needed to learn the lesson that I can't control it all, no matter how much I fuss and nag. And really, it's exhausting to constantly be striving. Plus, it's not my job to make my husband or anyone else into the person I think they ought to be. And really, the person who needs changing the most is usually me. Just saying. 4. I learned to find joy in the small things. With discontent and unhappiness threatening to choke out everything else in my life, I reminded myself of all that I had to be grateful for. When I counted my blessings each day, and I find this to be still true today, it left little room for griping and discontent. Was it easy? No. What comes easy is focusing on the negative, what you want instead of what you have. But like exercising, eating better, or any other good habit, the more you practice gratefulness, the easier and more natural it becomes to turn your thoughts in that direction. Like forging a trail through the forest, the more you trod the same ground, the less effort it takes because the trail is smoother. Suddenly, you look back and realize that what was once a giant obstacle now comes easily. What used to come easily was griping. Now, thoughts of thankfulness bubbled up. And one day, I realized that I hadn't seen a scorpion in a while. As more and more houses went up, they were being driven out into the desert instead of towards our house. And as time went on, I felt less of the old discontent and unhappiness rearing its ugly head within my spirit, as I consciously built my own house of joy, thankfulness, and resting in God's will for my life. I'd hammered the scorpion in more ways than one. My thought for you is, what is your biggest challenge in military marriage? What steps can you take to relinquish control in the areas you need to? Part of this post comes from my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. I also have a free 5-day deployment devotional. Some of the quotes come from a book called The Land Between, Finding God in Difficult Transitions by Jeff Mannion, M-A-N-I-O-N. So I hope that this gives you some ideas for this coming week as you face your own challenges, and whether things are going smoothly or you're really having a tough time. I hope that this is some help to you, and please know that you're in my thoughts and prayers, and I will talk to you next time. Have a great week. Thanks for listening to the Mill Spouse Matters podcast. Connect with me at millspousematters.com or on social media as @millspousematters. You can find my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, on Amazon and other booksellers. Love the show? Please leave a 5-star review in whatever podcast player you're listening, and then share it with someone else who could use it too. Until next time, have a great week.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.